Well, greetings, everybody, and welcome to Basic Gospel, a media ministry dedicated to helping you hear, believe, and live the good news of Jesus Christ. With Bob Christopher and Richard Piper, I'm Bob Davis, and if you're hearing the broadcast at the top of the hour, 3 o'clock Central Time, you're hearing the live broadcast, and we would love to hear from you. That number, 844-322-2742, is good in the U.S. and in Canada. Again, 844-322-2742. We'd love to discuss it with you on this edition of Basic Gospel. Now, here's Bob Christopher.
Well, thanks, Bob. We looked at a passage in Philippians yesterday about being partners in the gospel, and that was Paul's address to the people in Philippi, that he was so grateful for them, for their partnership in the gospel from day one until now. So yes, they were helping Paul advance the gospel around the world. So when Paul needed something, they came to his aid. They came to serve him. They provided him all kinds of things that he needed to carry out his work as the apostle to the Gentiles. So they were with him. They were in Paul's corner. They were true partners. And there was a deep connection between the people in Philippi and Paul himself. There was a deep personal connection. Why? Because they were in this thing together. They knew that it wasn't Paul's work or their work. It was God's work being exercised through them. Yeah. And they just wanted to participate. And I think that is just a very important attitude for us to have and for us to understand, that when God does something in the life of a person, he gives us the opportunity to participate in that story, to help write that story, so to speak. But it really is God's work.
Yes.
And we're simply jumping on the train of what God is doing in this world today. And for some of us, it's in rolling up our sleeves and doing physical things. For others, it's in speaking and writing. For others, it's in just simply serving. And for others, it's in giving, encouraging, praying. So there's many aspects to this work in Christ. But when we look at it for what it really is, it is this partnership of the gospel. And so that understanding for Paul led him to an incredible philosophy. And I think, as far as the work of God's Spirit is concerned in all of our lives, his work is to lead each and every one of us to this same philosophy. And it's spelled out for us in Philippians 1, verse 21. Paul said this, "For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." So to live as Christ, well, what does that mean? It means that his life was about the gospel. His life was about Jesus, experiencing the life of Christ in his own personal sphere, but also spreading that life of Christ to as many people as he possibly could. So for him, life was Christ in all aspects of that. To die was gain. Why? Because you're going to be in the presence of Christ.
Yes.
So it's a win-win. And that's the philosophy that God wants for each and every one of us, to live in this life with this win-win attitude, that if I'm here, man, I have incredible purpose to experience the life of Christ, to share that life, to be a part of something much bigger than myself, to advance the good news of Jesus Christ. If I die, I'm in his presence, and it doesn't get any better than that.
Yeah.
So for me to live as Christ, to die as gain, is an incredible philosophy. It was Paul's philosophy, and I think it's what God wants for each and every one of us, because then we don't get bogged down by the circumstances of life. We know that God can work within all of those circumstances to advance the good news of his love and grace out there in the world. I mean, Paul had just talked about the fact that he was in prison, and that the folks in Philippi had been praying and coming to his aid as far as that was concerned, and that he saw that as a good thing for the advancement of the good news of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
That even in prison, the message of Jesus was going forth to the guards, going forth to everyone involved where Paul was. And that's how we have to face these circumstances in life. It doesn't matter what comes our way. Of course, we all want good circumstances as opposed to bad circumstances. But that's not the way life comes at us all the time. So whatever comes our way, we have this opportunity to experience Christ in the midst of it, and to be a voice for this good news of Jesus Christ as well, and leave the results in His hands. That's what makes life an adventure in Christ Jesus.
Without question. And we appreciate those comments, Bob, as we open this edition of Basic Gospel. We have open lines at 844-322-2742. We'd like you to be a part of it if you live in the U.S. or in Canada. That's a toll-free call, of course, 844-322-2742. And if you've ever wanted to tell someone about Jesus but kind of shied away, maybe afraid you wouldn't do it just exactly right or didn't know where to begin, well, we have help for you. It's a multi-CD teaching series called Be a Voice, created to show you how to share the good news of Jesus Christ and be an ambassador for Christ. And with your gift to Basic Gospel in the month of July, we're going to send you a copy of this excellent teaching series, Be a Voice. Just click donate at basicgospel.net, or you can phone your gift to 844-322-2742. Make your donation today if you can, friends, and learn how you too can be confident, a confident voice for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Again, click donate at basicgospel.net to make your gift, or you can call 844-322-2742. And if you live outside the U.S. or Canada, PayPal is still the best way to make your contribution to Basic Gospel.
Well, thanks, Bob. We're going to go up to Canada and talk to our good friend Ryan. Hi, Ryan.
Hey, guys. How are you? I'm calling from a nursing station in a senior's home, so if it's a little loud, I apologize.
Well, that's okay. We're just glad you were able to connect with us today.
Yes, yes. I had to hijack one of their phone, nursing station phone. I had a question for you guys. I had got kind of a not so nice email about 3 weeks back from a gentleman that had the philosophy that, you know, everyone should be healed, and if you're not healed, you know, then there's something wrong with you, and basically the faith healing type crowd. One of the things that kind of made me question one of his claims, and that's really what my call is about, is he has a 7-week course where he teaches how to, I guess, the gift of the Holy Spirit healing, and it kind of really sort of it almost reminded me of the Simon the Sorcerer type story from the Bible. Is there any? It seems like for me, I really feel that my gift is encouragement, and I call in and try to encourage other people. But it seemed like he, you know, seemed like he was able to teach gifts that I feel are only given as gifts by the Holy Spirit. I wanted to know your thoughts.
Well, really good question, Ryan, and I think you hit the nail on the head. A gift is a gift, and the Holy Spirit gives those gifts at His discretion. So He gives some gifts of encouragement, some gifts of serving, some gifts of speaking, and those sort of things. But He is outfitting the body of Christ to carry out its work in the world. And these gifts, these spiritual gifts, are the tools that He uses in and through us to carry out this mission. So He doesn't want everybody to have the gift of healing. He doesn't want everybody to have the gift of teaching. He doesn't want everybody to have the gift of encouragement. Every member in our body has a different role, has a different function. But when we work together as one, then the body functions at its optimum level. And that's what these gifts are for. Now, you know, are there traits and characteristics that we can learn from others? Well, if you have the gift of encouragement, Ryan, and I see that gift in action and how God is working that gift through you, I can learn something from that, how to be more encouraging just in my daily walk, in my relationships. Well, your gift has taught me something. It doesn't mean that I now have that gift. It just simply means that I've learned more about what encouragement is all about from you. And boy, we need a lot of understanding about encouragement. We don't get a lot of encouragement out there in this world. And so to have a guy like you equipped with that gift, given to you by the Holy Spirit, it's just a blessing to see in action. And you think, wow, I could be a little more encouraging in my talk to the friends and family and the folks that God puts around me. So, yeah, we can learn some things, but that doesn't mean we have that gift.
Yeah, and it seemed like he had a seven, I think it was a seven-week, however he got that number, I have no idea, teaching course of how to teach essentially how to the gift of healing.
Yeah. I know there are many churches that really emphasize the gift of tongues, and so if you get saved, then they're going to teach you how to speak in tongues. And we've had people on our staff that came to Christ in churches like that, and then they were taken back into a room, and here's what you do: you just open up your mouth, and then just let your tongue start moving, and pretty soon you will have that gift of tongues. Well, they looked at it and said, that's just a bunch of phoniness. There's nothing real to that at all.
Right.
If God's going to give you a gift, God will give you the gift, and you don't have to worry about it. So
it just seemed like the whole teachable part of, you know, that he was able to teach gifts of the Holy Spirit didn't sit very well with me, and I just wanted to have your opinion.
Yeah. I find this fascinating. This is one example of so many where the church, and you never hear this in the world, but you hear it in the church, that God, I mean, this all-powerful being who spoke the worlds into existence and sent Jesus, who died and rose again and then gave us the Holy Spirit, that this all-powerful being could give us something like forgiveness or salvation or a spiritual gift, and then somehow he is incapable of teaching us how to use it himself. I can't possibly understand salvation unless some human gets me to pay them to teach me how to understand salvation or spiritual gifts or anything else. That's what you're reacting against, and I absolutely agree with you. If the Holy Spirit isn't capable of teaching me how to walk by grace through faith in my life, then why are we even talking? He is able, and he does, I'll guarantee you.
And the last thing on this, Ryan, you know, we just talked about Paul's philosophy. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. If somebody's saying to you that you don't have enough faith to be healed, that's somebody that doesn't understand this philosophy that Paul had. For me to live is Christ, to die is gain. We're all, as believers in Christ, in the ultimate win-win situation. If I get to live here, I get to enjoy the very presence of Christ in me, and I get to live with purpose. My life means something because Christ lives in me. If I die, I go to be with Christ, and that's good news. So we have great hope, a hope that anchors us, a hope that encourages us, and a hope that is real. In such a powerful way that we don't have to fear death or think something's wrong with us if we get sick in this world. We have Jesus, and that's enough.
That's very much enough. And I've always said from the beginning, I need Jesus more than I need a cure.
Yes.
And that's the truth. And it's unfortunate that there's people out there, you know, under the flag of being, you know, Christianity or whatnot, that, you know, have this other philosophies that are clearly not gospel at all.
Yeah. Well, you keep your eyes on Jesus and rest in what he's accomplished for you through his death, burial, and resurrection, and rejoice that he is there in you right now.
Yeah. I won't be attending the class, so don't worry.
we kind of got that.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I'm content with being an encouragement, and I hope I did so today, and God bless you all.
Well, thank you, Ryan. Yeah, thank you for your call.
Thanks
and,
very much.
Sure love you, and got a lot of people praying for you and with you, my friend.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, let's go to Kansas City and talk with Pat. Hi, Pat.
Hi, Bob and Bob and Bob.
Hey, Pat.
How y'all doing? I was calling because I had gotten this book called The Game of Life and How to Play It. And I was asking Father God, I said, Father, after I read the book and she was talking about an infinite spirit, and this the writer is a metaphysician. And I was asking Father God, I said, Father God, I don't want to read a book that's going to stray me away from you or the truth. And from reading the book, I thought, well, my understanding was the infinite or infinite spirit is the Holy Spirit, from what I gathered. But she was saying that the game of life and how to play it is a game of giving and receiving. Now, God gives and we receive. And I don't know if y'all heard of the book or not, but I just kind of questioned it. Although she does talk about Jesus Christ in the book, but she doesn't mention the Holy Spirit. She mentions the infinite spirit. So I just want to, you know,
well,
get your opinion in.
It's more of a positive feel-good book than a book about the gospel. And so it's, you know, kind of how to win friends and influence people, the power of positive thinking. It's a book that follows that line of thinking. We've seen some of late called The Secret. It's this law of reciprocity. You know, if you do good things, then you can expect the universe to reward you with good things.
For,
so
for
it's trying to tap into that power of positivity, that power of reciprocity. Is that the gospel? Absolutely not. And you're right. It can be a very deceiving thing that can move your eyes away from Jesus. I think that's where a lot of our current Christian thinking comes from. You know, there's so many people who come to Christ and they think, you know, life is just going to be a bed of roses, that everything is going to be easy, it's going to be fluid, it's going to flow, it's going to be comfortable. And that's just totally unrealistic. And I think why we think this is because of some of these works on the power of positive thinking. You know, if we just think positively, then nothing but positive stuff is going to happen for us. Well, that's just not true. I've yet to meet that person where that's the case. So we need realistic thinking. We need truth. We need Jesus. And there's only one place to find that, and that's the Word of God, and that's in the person of Christ Jesus himself. So stick there. Keep your eyes on him. He's the one that's with you through thick and thin, through up and down. He's the one that never changes. His love is always there for you. He is always there for you. Count on him. Trust on him. He will never disappoint.
So, in other words, just let this book go and just get back to the basic gospel, which is Christ Jesus himself.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, thank you so much, because it was really bothering me. But the thing is, I recommended the book to a friend, and she has ordered two of them. And I told her, I heard someone say, no, don't get off into that, because it's kind of like New Age movement, and you're inviting other spirits in. And we don't want that, so... There's only one spirit, true spirit, and that's the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, and one of the things, Pat, about these particular books, you know, they work. I mean, positive thinking, it's helpful. It's beneficial. It's better to be positive than negative. You know, if you go around in life thinking, you know, with a frown on your face and everything's negative, you're not going to attract very many friends. But if you're positive, if you become a friend to people, you're going to attract friends. You're going to attract friendships. So some of those things work, and that's, you know, that's part of the deceptive nature of it. It works, but you don't have to be a Christian. There's nothing in there that says you need to learn to trust Jesus. Anyone can be a more positive person, and for that's can be beneficial, but it's not the gospel. It doesn't address the real needs within the human heart. It doesn't address our need for life in Christ, our need for forgiveness, our need to be made right in God's sight. So if we think positive thinking is good, and it can be. We have to realize truth is so much better.
Yes.
So let's stick with what's true, and Jesus is truth. He is the way, the life, and the truth. No one comes to the Father except through Him. Let's stick with Jesus.
Okay.
All
right. Thank you so much.
Hey, Pat, it's good to hear you. Haven't heard from you in a while, and it's good to hear your voice. Thanks for calling today.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, because I always think about Bob George because he led me to Christ. And I think about him a lot, and I hope he's doing okay. But it's good to hear y'all, too. But, see, y'all don't come on Kansas City radio anymore. So that's why I don't listen as much. So.
Yeah. Well, tune us in at basicgospel.net, and glad you called today, Pat. God bless you.
Yeah, great to hear from you.
All right, thank you.
Take care now.
You too. Bye-bye.
Yesterday, we had a call that had come in the night before from Gloria, and we're going to hear the second part of that question right now.
Do you guys believe that once we're saved, that we're no longer a sinner on the inside, that we, because of the righteousness of Jesus, of course, because it is righteous that we partake in that, so that a person who's saved is really not, you know, just an old sinner saved by grace, but is actually changed on the inside. So I'm wondering what you believe about that. Secondly, I'm wondering what you would believe about tithing. And the third question is, I guess, I'm sure you've covered this in some of your teachings, is once we're saved and once we give our life to Jesus, what is it we have to do or not do or believe or not believe? How does that fall into letting the Holy Spirit lead your life or resting in the Holy Spirit? Are there, you know, things we have to believe, things we have to say, or is it just a matter of resting in Him and knowing what He's done for us and then just living your life out of the Holy Spirit? Okay, thanks a lot. God bless you guys. Bye.
Three questions there.
Yes.
Once we're saved, are we always saved? That's a phrase that's not in the Bible, once saved, always saved, but it's a truth that's taught in the Word of God. So once a person is saved, that is an eternal reality. So Jesus doesn't save temporarily or partially. He saves completely.
Yes.
And what does that mean? Well, it means that we've gone from death to life. That's what it means to be saved. But it's by grace that we have been saved. That means that we've been made alive together with Christ. Just as He was raised from the dead physically, we're raised from the dead spiritually. Christ comes to live inside of us. There's a union that's formed, His Spirit with our spirit. That's sealed, and nothing can break that. So we're in Christ's hands. Nobody can snatch us out of His hands. His hand is in the Father's hands. Nobody can snatch anything out of the Father's hands. So we are safe and secure in Christ.
Yes.
That's good news. So if you're saved, you are saved forever. You are in Christ forever. Christ is in you forever. Now, as far as tithing is concerned, we teach the grace of giving. Tithing was old covenant, something that God instituted to help support the Levitical priesthood. Well, we're not under the Levitical priesthood. We're no longer under the law. We're in the new covenant, a covenant of grace.
Yes.
And so God is going to move in our hearts this desire to give called the grace of giving. And when we participate in that, there's great joy. That's the reward, the joy we get in giving. And finally, the Christian life. What's our expectation? Simply to trust. It is by grace through faith in Jesus. So faith is our response to the grace of God. That's how we live the Christian life, by faith in Jesus. Trust the Lord to teach you what it means to walk by faith.
Yes, indeed. Well, friends, keep in mind that the Basic Gospel depends on the generosity of you, our listeners, to keep this good news coming. And when you make your donation this month, we have a special gift for you. Click donate at basicgospel.net or phone your gift to 844-322-2742. And we're going to send you our multi-CD series called Be a Voice, an opportunity for you to learn how to be an ambassador for Christ. Again, that's 844-322-2742 or basicgospel.net. Well, thanks for joining us today, everybody. Now for Bob Christopher, Richard Pfeiffer, and the ministry team, Bob Davis saying God bless you. We'll be back tomorrow. I hope you'll join us. See you then. Bye-bye.